Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
National Baseball Insider. He is Seth Everett joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Seth, is it hot where you're at?
Oh, it's hot. I'm in Connecticut right now, and it's hot all over the country. I mean, this is virtually a nationwide heat wave. This is not a joke. There are people in trouble. I worry about this kind of thing. And you have to walk dogs. I understand it's not safe. And anybody who would go to an outdoor concert in this weather is insane. I don't care if the Beatles are back from life. I wouldn't go to a Prince concert in this. No way.
Man. No, and it's not just because of the heat. It's because of hygiene as well for other people that you have to be near in heat like this.
Yeah, but it's heat. It's heat. It's pretty damn dang hot. It's been hot for about a week. You know, I was in Brooklyn over the weekend for that Formula E race, and, you know, they had these metal bleachers, and it just seemed like the heat reflected off the bleachers and made it even hotter. It was so uncomfortable that it really is, like I said, it's oppressive. And, you know, I would love, you know, I don't want to have a political discussion, but, you know, again, global warming is a real thing.
Sure feels like it today, that's for sure. And one other thing heating up big time, trading season is upon us, Seth, a little different configuration in the trade deadline. What do you make of, all right, let me run this by you real quick here, and being around the block a million years with baseball, I respect that opinion.
I'm old.
No, yeah, well, so, well, both of us. But when a GM comes out, and we've heard this oftentimes, especially this year, and it's pertinent now, when he says, well, the next 2 to 3 weeks is going to tell a lot for our baseball team, yet baseball is to be measured in bigger sample sizes, and I'm having a tough time balancing those two philosophies.
Well, you know, all it means is, don't forget, he's trying to do things, and it takes time, and you have the deadline. Plus, he wants to see where they play. I think it's insane to think that any of the teams in the Central will be out of it. I can't imagine. I mean, even teams that have been trailing other divisions by like 8 or 9 games. Look at the Washington Nationals. They were pronounced dead. They're not dead anymore. So the thing that you have to recognize with regard to trade deadline, here's what I always ask general managers to say, and I think David Stern holds up to this credo. You never have to be forthcoming, but you always have to be honest. In my career, in 25 years of covering baseball, I have ran into some of the biggest loads of crap from general managers. And they tell you one thing and do the exact opposite. Stearns doesn't come off to be that guy. He can't be incredibly forthcoming because he's not going to stick his hand.
It's, yeah, and it's almost like every game then, based on that philosophy, is sort of like a playoff game to stay in this thing. But I do agree with you, Seth.
I think it's going to be like that for 3 months.
That's the cool thing.
I love it. I think it's the best thing that baseball has going for itself right now. You know, I've been a big critic of the sport, and I feel like it's in a legitimate crisis. But, you know, the best thing that baseball can have this summer would be a legitimate pennant race. I'm hopeful that the NL East gets closer. I'm hopeful that the American League West gets closer. I don't want these divisions decided before August.
I love the everyday grind. And I especially love it now, knowing that it's as tight as it is, not just in the Central, but all around
sure.
The National League, outside of, you know, there's a little separation, obviously, with the Braves here, and then there's a little separation, certainly, with the Dodgers. But,
the Dodgers.
Man, this is going to be fun down the stretch.
Well, it's weird because 5 of 6 divisions have substantial leads. There's really only one division, and it just so happens that that's the division the Brewers are in. I think it's fun, you know, and I think if you look at all those teams, you know, this is the one thing I get from reading Twitter as often as I do. The one thing I don't like is if you want to tell me that the Brewers are a flawed baseball team, That is not reinventing the wheel. But the Cubs are a flawed baseball team. The Cardinals are a flawed baseball team. So are the Reds and Pirates. So there comes a time, and it's usually mid to late August, Lou Piniella gave me this great phrase, and I've been using it for 20 years. At this point in the season, you don't have to be good. You just have to win. And even though we look at rosters and we look at constitution of rosters and whether or not this team has better pitching than that team or better hitting than that team, there comes a time once you get late in the season where none of that matters. Because if you score more runs than the other team, they could have a better team than you. You win. And that, to me, is the beauty of the baseball playoffs, and that's why I love the playoff system the way it is. The thing about the trade deadline that is unique, and it's not just the fact that the it's only one deadline, July 31st, is that there are teams that are in wild card races that are not even a sliver of hope to win their division. So the question is, are you spending a fortune, whether it's money or it's prospects, to play in one game? And there's different philosophies. The Cleveland Indians were considered sellers. They are the wild card team if the season ended now. And they are considering trading Trevor Bauer. That's insane. I mean, that's how the playoff structure has changed. And like I said, as much of a critic as I've been, I actually embrace this. The pennant races are the best thing baseball has going for.
I agree, and I love it. And you didn't even account for the fact that there's a cat and mouse game for a team that may end up in the wild card one game, but had been using their guns, say a Max Scherzer. It took Max Scherzer utilizing him to try and win a division, and they come up just a little bit short, and he's burned for a one game playoff. I mean, that to me is part of the ensemble as well.
But now you have to see, it's too early to say whether or not, that plays into it. You're right. You're absolutely right. If the Nationals are proven to not win it, I'll tell you this. I don't love the Braves. I don't love them. I don't love the Twins. If you told me right now, Cleveland and Washington, one of them is going to win their division, I'd say yes. One of them. I don't know which one yet, but one of them. And I know people in Minnesota get mad at me when I say that. I know people in Atlanta get mad at me, but that's okay. Atlanta's not a good sports town anyway. The idea that, these divisions could be interesting. Now, where does Boston come in? Where does Tampa come in? The games at Yankee Stadium, I'll be honest, had a playoff feel to them. But I said all along, and I said it on this station, I said it with Bill a lot, if the NL Central could stay this close, this long, it's going to be a lot of fun this summer.
It sure is. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Let me run this by you from USA Today and get your comment. Been looking forward to hearing this comment from you. It's a quote from an MLB veteran executive who said, quote, "I don't think it's about winning the World Series anymore in baseball. I think most teams are just satisfied to make the playoffs. They would rather draw their 2.5 million fans, get the TV ratings, and be a contender every year rather than to go all in to win the World Series," end quote.
Well, I would want to know the context in which that question came up, because I don't think it's as simple as it sounds. As a general manager, and I've had a lot of general managers say to me, you cannot put your team together for the short series. The only thing your job is to play the 162 games because of the five-game series. The five-game series is a great crapshoot, right? So let's just say we know who the top three teams in baseball are. For the sake of the argument, we'll say the Dodgers, the Astros, and the Yankees. Are you telling me when we get to the final four teams, that's the championship series round, that all three of them are going to be in it? I'd say no. I'll say two of them will, but not all three. And I don't know. So if you are the Astros, the Astros have one job between now and the end of the season, because no one is catching them in the American League West. What the Astros' job is to make sure their bullpen is infallible. Infallible, because if you've seen that Yankee team, they score six runs in the eighth inning like twice a week.
Yep.
That is a crazy offense, and they will explode on the Astros bullpen. The Astros bullpen, to me, is a great vulnerability. And as far as the Dodgers are concerned, the Dodgers do not put their uniform on between now and the third game of the division series for one game that they actually have to win. And you can't tell me that human nature does not shut something off. You're telling me the Dodgers are going to be playing at that level while the Brewers, Cubs, and Cardinals are fighting tooth and nail? There's no way. And in the division series, the NL Central winner has a very good shot in a five-game series.
Do you see the Brewers, just the last couple of minutes here, do you see the Brewers making any sort of, we're seeing names rumored and thrown around, Syndergaard, Mad Bum, and Mike Minor now is a new one in there. You see them grabbing a starting pitcher, or is he going to enhance that bullpen?
If it's a cheap one, would I go for Zach Wheeler? Sure. I wouldn't touch Noah Syndergaard with a 10-foot pole because you have him under control, and he is dumb as a box of rocks. And I always get concerned when guys who throw real hard, because what happens is they don't learn anything. He hasn't become a better pitcher since bursting onto the scene, and velocity can only take you so far. But Wheeler, in a rental situation, I like, because I think Wheeler is a really smart guy. And Wheeler's out to prove something. So I would love to take Zach Wheeler. I wouldn't touch Noah Syndergaard. Mike Minor is very intriguing. I saw that same thing, and I'm following up on that, you know, kind of during the morning hours, and I haven't gotten any more confirmation. The other thing is I think there's still another need for a reliever. The bullpen is not what Craig Counsell thinks it is, and I appreciate when Craig Counsell gives them all the votes of confidence. I have no issue with that whatsoever, but it's not as good. So Will Smith from the Giants, I would do that. I think if Baumgartner goes anywhere, it's to the Yankees.
I agree with you on the bullpen, man. The bullpen has been struggling, man. It's just
And Marcus Stroman. I'm sorry, I didn't mean this, but Marcus Stroman is the guy. Marcus Stroman will have a better impact when he is traded than Baumgartner will when he is traded. And if the Yankees were smart, and I'm not a Yankee fan by any stretch, but if the Yankees were smart, go for Stroman and skip Baumgartner.
Is that, just real quick, is that a necessity for the Brewers here, a starter? Because they've got Woody up top. Davies is having a really under-the-radar type of year. You've got some veterans in Gio Gonzalez and Yoli Chacin. I mean, is it an absolute slam dunk need for the Crew, a starter?
I don't think so. I think bullpen is more important because I like the philosophy of shortening games. You know, we talk all the time about openers. In reality, a Brewers starter should never have to go into a baseball game thinking he needs to go more than two times through the lineup. And if he can do that in six innings, more power to him. But if it turns out to be five, I want options. And what I want is in a key game against a big offense like the Dodgers or the Cubs, I want to have Hader when I want him, not just saving him for the ninth inning. 100%. I would love another pitcher that can close games. That's all I'm saying.
100% agree. I couldn't agree with you more. Seth, I appreciate it, man, and stay out of the heat. Be safe, all right, dude?
Yeah, everybody be safe and don't go to a concert unless those tickets are, like, unrefundable because it is hot as molasses out there.
There you go. All right, Seth, thanks, man. There he is, Seth Everett, our national baseball insider here on the Bill Michaels Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.